Hi. This podcast has to do with Americana, the America, United States. I was just thinking about how one punk, 18-year-old got his turn 18, got an AR-15, and shot his grandmother in the head. He thought she was dead. He thought, that's it, my life's over. Went to the school and killed children. The teacher, he shot him, he played dead. And the cops, it was a big, big scandal how the cops didn't just bombard it. They were actually waiting. And I think the police made a mistake, having them wait there. And you heard about the many, many scandals. Many, many murders, mass shootings, people killing each other over stupid things. Like you wouldn't believe. If you go to the courts and see what these murders are all about, you would freak out. It's over nothing, people. Like, over stupidity. I couldn't tell you more than that. The majority of murders, like the guy, the brother who got killed, and the guy videotaping it, he got life too. He didn't shoot anyone. All he did was videotape it. And the father and son, were hunting down this poor kid who was like, for no reason, like, it's none of their business what he did there. They hunted him down, and this fucking idiot, the hero's videotaping it, And he got life just like all of them, right? All three of them got life, and he feels, why should I get life? I didn't do that. Because you participated. You did nothing to stop the crime. You participated, you goof, filming a person's murder and bragging about it. And then when you get caught and you're in court, you're like crying like all of them. Okay? But what's my point, people? My point is, it's the right and the left, independent, I don't care. It's all parties have to come together. And the gun owners and the non-gun owners have to come together. It's the United States. The United States has to solve this problem. The majority of people have to figure out and work together. The United States have to work together to figure out something, to do something about crimes against humanity. Innocent people are dying every day, and it's over nothing. It's easy access, and you can say, well, murders happen all the time, you can't stop them, but there is other countries, and they're the same community, same people, so there is differences of the United States, and it's going to take the United States of America, all the people, the right, left, independent, gun owners, non-gun owners, to work together to solve this problem. You're going to say, well, because, we're fed up of it. We hear it on the news over and over again. We like it or not, I think everyone wants it to stop. I don't think anyone, I think everyone agrees it's too much. But let me tell you something, gun owners. There's a lot of gun owners that said, for my cold, dead hand, like you say right now, right? For my cold, like Charlton Heston, our Rifle Association. But you know what, rifle owners? When it's your son, when it's your daughter, when it's your grandbaby, when it's your wife, God forbid it happens to you. A lot of people flipped the script and said, I hate guns now, Like, I'm telling you the truth, people. Gun owners, if it happens to you, unfortunately, that's the only thing that can maybe change your mind, when it's your babies that are getting innocently killed for nothing, Just because of easy access or some loophole in the law. Trust me, people, gun owners. You might say it and act brave and say, I don't care for my cold dead hand, but trust me, a lot of people had the same mentality to happen to their family. That's all I have to say. Think about it.